European imports from the Jordan Valley and the Dead Sea are sustaining illegal Israeli settlements. That's according to a recently published report by 22 international NGOs operating in the occupied Palestinian territories. The bulk of exports from illegal Israeli settlements come from the Jordan Valley and the Dead Sea, and EU imports of settlement products is estimated at 230 million euros a year. Titled Trading Away Peace, the report accuses EU policy of being contradictory by supporting Palestinian state-building efforts while at the same time failing to exclude Israeli settlements from EU's programs with Israel. Trading Away Peace says that EU public funds for research and development are being channeled directly to support activities in settlements, and that's a violation of international laws and is inconsistent with EU obligations, which are not to recognize, assist, or aid settlements. The EU, the report goes, has a duty to oppose settlements instead of trading with them.
The key thing is that if anyone is actually genuinely interested in the situation changing fighting the occupation, then it takes for people to take real decisions. And real decisions aren't made by writing reports. They're made by banning the products that come from illegal settlements in the occupied territories and the Jordan Valley in particular.
Israeli date farms on an industrial scale fill the Jordan Valley. Israel affords these farms subsidies, access to water and land, and European markets are wide open to them. 80% of settlement dates production in the Jordan Valley end up on supermarket shelves in Europe. In contrast, Palestinian dates production is a tiny fraction of that of Israeli settlements in the Jordan Valley. This Palestinian date farm has a demolition order on one of its reservoirs and faces restrictions on building warehouses. Such restrictions are only brought on Palestinian farms, not Israeli ones, contest Palestinian farmers.
If Israel continue profiting from this situation, they will continue their occupation in our lands and we will spend all our life under the occupation. The European must not help the Israeli occupation authority to implement its policy in the occupied territory.
In addition to dates, Trading Away Peace says that Israeli settlements in the Jordan Valley profit from exports of grapes, herbs, and peppers to Europe. This profit comes on the backdrop of shrinking Palestinian presence in the valley because of Israeli restrictions on access to water and land. Statistics say settlers account for 13% of the population of the Jordan Valley, but controls 86% of its land. Ibrahim Husseini, Press TV, the Jordan Valley.